From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un has welcomed what he called the warm climate of reconciliation and dialogue after his sister and other members of a high-level North Korean delegation returned from opening ceremonies of the Winter Olympic Games in South Korea. Security analyst Harry Kazianis with the Center for the National Interest said the North Korean leader likely feels emboldened.
All the different pageantry and photo ops that showed his sister and other senior North Korean officials, you know, meeting with the South and being in the VIP booth during the opening games of the Winter Olympics was a clear win for them.
South Korean President Moon Jae-in met four times with Kim's sister, Kim Yo-jong, who handed what he called a personal letter from her brother proposing an inter-Korean summit. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence signaled more openness to talk with the North without precondition, but Secretary of State Rex Tillerson affirmed Monday in Cairo the first step must be taken by Pyongyang.
As we've said for some time, it's really up to the North Koreans to decide when they're ready to engage with us in a sincere way.
Pence said if the North wants sanctions relief, it must first take meaningful steps toward denuclearization. The leadership of the ruling African National Congress has decided to remove embattled President Jacob Zuma over corruption allegations. The party's leadership met for several hours with the 75-year-old Zuma on Monday. Meanwhile, the opposition has called for the dissolution of parliament and new elections, given the looming change in leadership in the country. Mamoussi Momane heads the Democratic Alliance.
So that we can contest elections and ultimately give them a fresh mandate to a sixth parliament.
Deputy President Cyril Ramaphosa, who was elected ANC party chief in December, appears set to assume office should Mr. Zuma step down before his mandate expires next year. This is VOA News. The White House has dismissed as false an Israeli assertion that the two countries discussed Israel's annexation of Jewish settlements in the occupied West Bank. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu telling a closed-door meeting of his Likud party he had been talking to the Americans about it for some time. A clarification later said Israel had updated Washington about proposed legislation. Russell Stone, professor emeritus at the American University Center for Israel Studies, said it was an effort to make news where there is no news.
It's clear that settlements have been a topic of discussion between Americans and Israelis and within the Israeli political leadership. The current news apparently resulted from a proposed piece of legislation from some right-wing legislators in Israel that will probably go nowhere.
A spokesman for Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas said no one has the right to discuss the situation of the occupied Palestinian lands. Mr. Abbas, in Moscow Monday, said Palestinians refused to cooperate with the U.S. as a mediator in his dispute with the Palestinians, following the U.S. decision to recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital. Secretary of State Tillerson held talks in Cairo with his Egyptian counterpart, Foreign Minister Sami Shoukry, and said Washington stands with Egypt in its fight against jihadism.
Egypt's been battling this level of extremism for many years, and we continue to be steadfast partners in their response to these attacks throughout this time.
Tillerson also appealed for respect for rights and civil liberties in Egypt and called for free and fair elections in March. Tillerson will also hold talks in Jordan, Kuwait, Lebanon, and Turkey. At least two were killed in clashes Monday between demonstrators and riot police in the West African country of Guinea following local elections. The violence appears to be linked to opposition charges of widespread fraud in the February 4 vote. Last week, dozens were arrested following an arson attack that left five children dead. Ukraine's opposition leader Mikhail Saakashvili was deported to Poland Monday in a long-running political dispute with one-time ally President Petro Poroshenko. The former president of Georgia briefly held a provincial governorship before the two had a falling out and Saakashvili joined the opposition. President Donald Trump Monday unveiled a fiscal 2019 $4.4 trillion budget blueprint that proposes a boost to military spending and cuts in domestic programs. It would boost the deficit by more than $1 trillion. Mr. Trump also unveiled a $1.5 trillion plan to repair the nation's aging infrastructure. Both measures must be approved by Congress. On Wall Street Monday, all three major stock indices rebounded after last week's biggest drop in 2 years. The benchmark Dow Jones Industrial Average Index closing up more than 400 points to 24,601. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.